Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm feeling good, wake up, Kansas City. It's time to hustle and shine, yeah. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Cooper studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:59 on your time. It is a high of 52, and currently it is 43 misty skies in Wyandotte.
Heidi!
Yeah! What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Grammar Day?
Ooh, yeah, let's get that right. My mother always corrected my grammar growing up. She was that's the beauty of having an English major in college.
Mm. And I think it's a connection, too, to country grammar. You know, 10 days away from 314 day, by the way. So, you know.
Anyway.
Yeah, get that country grammar queued up.
Jessica McClellan from Giving Hope and Help. She will be joining us in the 7 o'clock hour, D.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about those scholarships. Big opportunities for our kids in the community. The morning gossip goes down at your 23s. Matthew Knowles. He walked out of an interview after the interviewer said him and Mrs. Tina put in equal work when it came to their kids.
Hump it out, come on. Hump it out, hump it out, hump it out.
Is your chance to do it all.
Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
You're not some perfect artificial persona, so don't waste your effort trying to look like it. Be you, be real, be authentic. There's immense value in the actual person you are. Share that value with the people in your life and with those you encounter. One of the most wonderful experiences anyone can have is sincere human connection. Do all you can to make the experience possible for yourself and others. Carry yourself with dignity in a way that enables people to think well of you. But don't bother with cultivating some fanciful image that no one will believe anyway. You are who you are, and that's a beautiful thing. Embrace that reality and share it generously. Life is too precious and too full of great possibilities to waste any of it playing a fraudulent role. Always let the beauty of your true nature shine through. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 53. Currently, it is 45 down Independence Ave and Paseo. Congratulations on an order to Walter Johnson. You might be wondering, who in the world is that? Well, you've been seeing him on social media for the past year. Whenever he got maybe some ribs or just something, he drops it and says tendinism.
Tendinism.
Tendinism. Well, it's been a lot of rumors have floated around that his employer had fired him. But last we seen of him, he was hanging out with Ronald Isley, playing some Michael Jackson in the background and making his coins. But since then, it sounds like he actually has the trademark.
He's the original owner of Tendinism under the trademark. And today, he said, "Bro, I'm going to get the trademark to you." And here he is. Boy, look, attorney has.
Yes, sir.
Man, you all know the appreciation. Things have been happening. God's good. And now look at it. Hey, family, long time coming, but time is here.
All Congratulations. Hey, God is going to bless you, dog. Mm-hmm. Just follow your path and do you.
Yeah. Heavy on the do you. In other news, Miss Sonya Norwood, that's the mother of Ray J and Brandy, she speaks out concerning Ray J's heart condition, revealing that doctors performed some major tests, and it reveals some not so good news.
And the angiogram indicated that he had a serious heart disease when blood was pumping 15 to 20%. Blood flow was 15 to 20% to his heart. It was so scary and serious that every other word that was explained to us was, this is life-threatening.
Definitely want to send some prayers to the Norwood family. And I know beforehand we talked about Ray J and like, hey, is he okay? Is he just doing a stunt? I'm going to say it is. If Miss Sonya is speaking about it, it is facts. So definitely want to send some prayers to that whole family over there.
Yeah, dog.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Spring forward. Daylight savings time begins
this Sunday.
At 2 a.m. Oh, yes, sir.
Sunday.
No more getting dark at 5:15. Mm-hmm. So don't forget to set your clock ahead 1 hour, even though, you know.
Yeah, it's 2026 and most people don't have clocks. But if you do, cousin, make sure you set that that oven. That's what it is. That oven that gets too. Me every time.
Until Evergy's lights go out. So then you got to do it again.
Yeah.
But on a serious note. There are some threats going down at local schools, D, as for the second straight day, the Osawatomie School District notified parents of a threat of a potential weapon on school grounds. At around 11 a.m. Tuesday, administrators were made aware of a handwritten message referencing a potential weapon on school grounds. Here's one of the parents being concerned.
We found out from another parent that Thaxton was on the list. There's some planning to that. Thaxton's not perfect, but I don't think he deserves to be on a list. I don't think anybody deserves to be on a list, a kill list for that matter. How can we get ahead of this and prevent this? He doesn't want to be outside by himself.
Is he scared?
I think so. He won't admit it. I think if the threat had gone away, or if the threat has went away, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
So district officials contacted the Osawatomie Police Department and a district school resource officer, quote, in coordination with law enforcement, a thorough search of the building was conducted, including lockers and desks. No weapons were found on the premises, end quote. The district said in a Facebook post. So law enforcement also determined it was not an active threat. And at the time, no students or staff were in danger. So that's some good news. But and no weapons were found. And
that part's good.
Yeah, so, but still, dog, like, as a parent in this day and age,
it's too much trauma around schools and things of that nature anyway. So, man. I'm glad that they're taking a threat as serious as it could be.
I'm Stacey.
And I'm Carla.
And we're with the Black Alumni Alliance.
We are hustling and shining in the morning with Hot 103 Jams.
And don't forget to slam that Z.
Today's song!
Whoa.
Yeah, I could have did longer than that. I got stamina.
Okay. Right.
We're going to be at Black Wall Street, 5908 Prospect Ave in the hood where they do it most good.
I need a slide over there.
KC Mo in the heart of the city where you get all the Kansas City culture at Prospect. 5908 Prospect. Meet us there. Black Wall Street is going down.
Prospect.
That's right. 11 a.m. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Come get your $5 special, cousin. Come on through. We got you.
$5, Buster.
It's the last week of the Soul Food Tour. We only got three more left, y'all. Come through to Black Wall Street. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the $5 special. Shout out to Brown and Crouppen Law Firm for sponsoring the 33rd Annual Soul Food Tour. GetBC.com. Now, you're definitely going to need an extra $5 for gas. Because the prices at some stations across Kansas City, D, jumped 40 to 50 cents from over the weekend into Monday.
I've been hearing.
And, of course, it's response to the, you know, U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran. And, you know, Riverside to Midtown, Brookside neighborhoods, It jumped to $2.99. Last week, I know I got some gas for about $2.29. So this is crazy.
Yeah. You know, I not a fan of this, but you know, it happens. And, you know, I'm be honest. Cousins, I know I'm not the only one. Now, some of us at different times of our life, we might really be looking at them prices and we might be like, you know what, let me go across the street because it's a cent cheaper. But all in all, I know a lot of my cousins that's like, look, I got to get gas anyways. At the end of the day, whatever it is, I'm just going to have to do it. Whether I get a 10 here, 15 here, fill up that pump. But it's something different when you fill up that gas pump.
He ain't lying.
When you fill up that gas pump, it just feel like, it feels like it lasts longer. Versus you trying to 10 here, 10 there. So if you can, cousins, just fill up to be on the safe side.
You ain't lying, bro.
Just putting that out there. Listen, some love around the town real quick. I also found out today is National Sons Day. So maybe you should shout out your son. Or a son that maybe you're a son. You just want to shout out somebody? Go ahead, text us right now. 816-900-4103.
This is Taylor Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot
103 J.R. Hoodstar gassed me up, man. What you know about the brass ring? What you know about Quindaro? What you know about Executive Lounge?
See, you should have said Parallel.
What you know? Parallel.
Parallel, yeah.
State, Minnesota. Shout out to everybody driving over there in KCK
now
and
slow
tapped
down.
In to Hustle and Shine in the morning, especially at the Turner Diagonal. I know y'all got an attitude right now over there, but we love and appreciate you so much for tapping in and making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know, we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you chose to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Mm. Shout out to all the cousins hitting us up on the Hustle and Shine text line. Carmen Nard just chimed in. Hey, Carmen, sending us some love. She said, thank you for the morning motivational. Brian, I needed that this morning. Love
always
you, cousins.
Love.
Happy hump day to you. And then also Anastasia Jackson in the rotation. Good morning to everyone. Have a wonderful day. One of our cousins from the 816 said, happy Son's Day to their three amazing boys, Amir, RJ, and Wyatt. Riot, mom loves you three so much. Keep making her proud. Shout out to Damien. One of the parents is dropping them off to school right now. Who else? Antioch Middle School. Yeah,
well,
big shout
reading
out
that,
to...
You reading that live like they texting it with the dots
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'm trying to read it like... I'm trying to proofread it before
right,
I mess
right,
around
right,
and
right,
say
right.
something that...
Somebody text you a WTF and you old.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure I proofread without saying too much before I get a tap on my shoulder and have PTO for the rest of the week.
Or a camera in your back.
Right, facts. With the flash on. Shout out to KCPS Early College Academy students. Super proud of you. That was sent over from the ECA staff. Give a shout out to Javon. He's serving in the U.S. Air Force. So big shout out to him. And also Jamarius for and have a good day at school, cousin. Who else we got? Sheila Moore, Celia, Grandma Sheila. Shout out to Adonis, the youngest of five. Who else we got? We trying to get through him. Good morning to Braden Tolliver, John Harrison, Kansas City Firefighter. I know that's right. Holding it down for us. We appreciate you. Shout out to Jocelyn Gray, freshman at Fort Osage, one Lord. Girl state champion wrestling. Ooh, cousins, y'all texting. This
you coming
line.
In? I'm telling you. You might have taken a reprieve, D.
Need some water. Shout out to Marquan, Kyrie, that was sent over from Mama Kiera, Anthony Drone, as always, Big Reese, Brandosha, Shan Blaze, Cynthia Good, Javon Peterson, Cedric Jr., Ricky Roman, Rylan. Yeah, we got some more shout outs. We're going to have to sprinkle that throughout the show. And also, shout out to Rich Harris. Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. We got some more shout outs. We'll have to, sprinkle that throughout the show. So make sure you guys listen in.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
726, high up 54. Currently, it is 43 at Rosedale. Matthew Knowles was over it during the midst of an interview where he abruptly ended the conversation after the interviewer spoke on his ex-wife, the mother of Beyonce Knowles, Tina, and said that they equally put in work.
You guys put in the work, and obviously the talent was there with your kids and your grandkids.
What work did she put in?
In the hair.
Okay. Yeah, Jeff, you're absolutely right. In the styling.
It's a joint effort.
We'll stop now.
Sorry, did I say something wrong?
No. All right.
He said, let's stop this before I say some more stuff that I shouldn't say.
You know, I met Matthew Knowles when he was here This is about 10 years ago. We had a Hot 103 Jams music conference. Mm-hmm. Good dude, smart dude. But I've listened to several podcasts he's been on, and yep. I know the type of work he's put in, and when he was traveling and doing all this and yeah. that. So he's not trying to slight Tina Knowles and what she did. We know she was a stylist, and she made the clothes and the hair and all that. And that equates to her superstardom as well as what Matthew Knowles did. But he kind of.
I mean, they played different roles.
You got a little chagrin, yeah. And you got to have those roles,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. So yeah,
she wouldn't be Beyonce without her mama, dog. For real.
Yeah. So there's that. Another news. T.I. He talks about the recent back and forth with 50 Cent and shares how he feels about his sons, especially King, going at 50 Cent.
I've spent so much time trying to get this little nigga off the ledge.
Talking about King.
Yes. And now he has justifiable means to undo all of the teachings that I've been teaching. So the one thing that I am proud of out of all of this is that the women and children in our family see that it's a line of men that's here against who the ever.
Yeah, what's the positive of it? At least y'all 10 toes behind y'all people, especially your mama. Like, you got to have some type of line.
Got to. I got in trouble in elementary school one time over my mama. I got suspended in elementary school, so I totally get it. But this is where the more mature, responsible adults need to come in and just put this thing to bed, because he has to calm his son down. Imagine how many other people that everybody has to calm down because they feeling some type of way. Mm-hmm. So it only engulfs the entire family in fire to me after that.
Yeah. Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay.
Love it when we got one of our favorite cousins in the building from Giving Hope and Help. We got Mrs. Jessica McClellan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am blessed and highly favored by God and man. Amen.
I love the way that you started that with blessed, because I know you are with Giving Hope and Help, and you're trying to bless some of our students out there. Could you talk to the education as your passport scholarship?
Absolutely, absolutely. We are calling all high school seniors, class of 2026, to jump on givinghopeandhelp.org's website, givinghopeandhelp.org's website, and apply for the Education is Your Passport scholarship. This scholarship is an amazing scholarship. I call it the scholarship that keeps on giving, because we don't just hand them a scholarship and leave them. We want to see them to college and through college. So we're giving them all of the tools that they need and resources, laptops, hotspots, life coaching, internship opportunities, the bed and the bag set, financial literacy, scholarship resources, an endless basket of toiletries. So as long as they're in their college career, they can reach out.
We know how important that is in college.
Yes. I need some more of this. I need some more of that. And we'll make sure that they get it. We're also giving $15,000 in cash. Now, I don't know where the high school and your seniors at. Where you at, East? Where you at, Center?
Somebody's parents just turned the radio up.
For
sale. $15,000.
I said $15,000. We're giving away 7 cash scholarships. So the students are going to receive the cash scholarships who are selected by SA. But all of the students who are selected will receive all of the in-kind gifts and computers and all the things. So we've got 2 $3,500 scholarships in my grandparents' honor. So this is my way to continue the legacy for my parents, grandparents, with supporting children with education. Then we have 2 $1,500 HBCU scholarships, as I myself am a proud HBCU grad. So we're calling all of those high school seniors with plans to go to HBCUs. You must apply. Then we have a $1,500 Perseverance Award. We have a $1,500 Amari Lynn Hughes Award. And this is in her honor, as she was taken away too soon. And she went to Grandview. So we're calling out the Grandview high school seniors. You better get in on this.
There's a lot of opportunities.
And then we have a $2,000 scholarship in the name of the 100 plus women who care KC. So it is so much out there. These scholarship applicants and recipients are going to receive, I should say, let me be clear, the scholarship recipients will receive all of the in-kind gifts, and then selected ones will receive the cash.
All right, look, man. If you're 17 or 18, don't be ignorant right now. Just
we
didn't
all been
to the
here
parents.
Before. We telling y'all.
Listen to the parents, fam. Yeah. Okay, you may have a little $10 or $5 right now, fam, and you may think that your parents are a piggy bank. But I'm telling you, on them lonely Tuesday nights, it's gonna be a cold, lonely Tuesday night in September next year or October, where you're gonna be fiending for some money. I'm telling you right now, y'all, as somebody who did college 23 years ago, fam, get as many. Don't do that. Don't do that.
You heard
don't
that whistle? That. Who did don't that?
You
who
did
said
that?
That?
You did that. You, I'm going to get you.
I was just going to say for me 9 years ago, but.
Get every single cent that you can. Yeah. Y'all going to be fiending for it. I'm yeah. telling you, your 18-year-old, 19-year-old self is going to be talking to your 17-year-old self and be like, you is an idiot. You should have took that money.
Pay me too.
Take
me
as
too.
Much help as you can because you'll need it.
Exactly. I'm just you'll saying. Need it. You're going to need it. And then you're going to need these resources.
Yeah.
These resources, internship opportunities. And one, a big one, mm-hmm. a big one is life coaching.
That's important.
And they're going to get free life coaching from one of our partners. So this is an amazing scholarship. And what we want you to do is go on to givinghopeandhelp.org and apply today. We are extending. This is hot off the press.
Yeah, it is, because it's new in my notes. I didn't know it was extended until March 20th.
Yes, underlined for you.
I thought it was March 6th.
It was March the 6th. This is hot off the press. We are extending the deadline. So we're calling Schlegel, Washington, mm-hmm. Wyandotte, Harmon, East, Northeast, Southeast, Central. Y'all, I'm going off the top of my head now. who am I leaving out?
Paseo.
Lincoln.
You said Metro Tech.
Metro Tech. We're calling,
out everybody.
Blue Springs South. Lee Summit Home. West. Lee Summit North. Lee Summit.
I know Westport don't exist, but we're going to say it anyway.
We're
going to
say
high
it
school.
Anyway. If you are a high school senior anywhere, if you are a high school senior and you are homeschooled, we all are
everybody.
Looking for
Chris
your
Pizzatic.
Scholarship. Yeah.
You also had the, I think that was the elementary school, my bad. You also giving Hope and Help 13th Scholarship Awards Program Day Gala. That's going down June 6th.
Absolutely. So the scholarship applicants are going to be celebrated on June the 6th at our Day Gala. It's our 13th anniversary in Scholarship Awards Day mm-hmm. Gala. The theme is brunch, bling, and blue jeans. Oh, so wow. I'm super excited okay. about okay. getting
Don't
my
hurt
cute
yourself
jeans.
Now.
The unction. Okay.
I'm super excited about getting my cute jeans and getting my bling on. It's going to be Saturday, June the 6th from 11 to 2.
Okay.
Now, here is where I want the grown-ups to tune in and the corporations to tune in. We have opportunities for sponsorships. Mm. We have opportunities for you to purchase tickets. The early bird ticket is till March the 6th. Now, that is not extended.
Right. That day is solid, y'all.
That day is solid. March the 6th is the deadline for the early bird tickets. Uh-huh. Get in on that. Listen, we are needing your support to help these scholars. This stuff doesn't fall from the sky.
Mm-hmm. You going to stay around for What's the Word coming up at 8:09?
I can do it.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is What's the Word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace. Since we have the founder of Giving Hope and Health, Jessica McClellan, here with us today, and we're talking about giving to the community, especially when it comes to the scholarship opportunities, the word for the day is benevolent.
Okay.
And B. Shining, you did a perfect explanation. I just want to pass it to you. I just feel like you might as well go ahead.
Don't cross it out to me.
Well, I just felt like your explanation was perfect earlier.
Okay.
But it's just...
Well, it's kind and with positive intentions. Mm-hmm. That's what you got the benevolent fund at church.
Yep, yep.
When y'all complain about them taking up two offerings, all they trying to do is help and be kind, y'all. What?
You feel me?
Don't listen.
In most churches, good churches.
Exactly.
They have that fund that is set aside.
Thank
so
you.
That when someone, of course, is in need,
yep.
that is a part of that congregation,
yep.
they said, you know what? We're going to check out that benevolence fund.
That's going to be fun.
And we're going to try to take care of you because, you know, you're here for the kingdom of God.
That's Amen. Right. Don't listen to T.I. Make sure y'all still, you know, pay your tithes.
I forgot T.I. had some interesting takes on that.
But we need to be benevolent towards giving hope and help with the scholarship fund extended to March 20th.
Yep. I love it. Yes, yes.
So please, cousins, it is givinghopeandhelp.org, correct?
That's correct.
You can go on there and you can actually apply. That deadline, once again, is March 20th at 5 p.m. Don't be that cousin waiting till 4 p.m. like a lot of us did back in our day. I am guilty.
Go be benevolent.
Yes, please go do that. Use the word, but like don't that. Abuse the word. Jessica, we appreciate you stopping by Hustle and Shine in the Morning and getting all of our cousins hip to these scholarship opportunities.
I'm blessed to be here. I'm super excited to invite all of the high school seniors, class of 2026. Where are you at? We are looking to receive your scholarship applications at the Giving Hope and Help website, givinghopeandhelp.org. Everything is there. All of the details are there. I want to make it known that this is a income-based scholarship opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, $1,500.
Yep.
$1,500 could be the thing that keeps a young scholar from going off to school. Mm-hmm. Having a computer, having all of the resources. Yep. I can't go because my mama don't have the money to, you know, give me anything for my
dorm. We
don't want
you to have any excuses, cousins, and that's what Giving Hope and Help is all about.
We're meeting that need. We're meeting the need. So all of the essentials that you need to go off to college, I shouldn't say all, but basically almost all, yeah. of the essentials that you need, yeah. a laptop, uh-huh. a hotspot. You know, a collegiate backpack filled with school supplies.
Absolutely.
A bed and a bag set so you can move in your dormitory.
Look, we getting you together. That's all you need to know, cousins. That's it.
And all the details are there at givinghopeandhelp.org. And then we have an opportunity to offer you cash scholarships. We're giving away $15,000 mm-hmm. to seven different scholars. Listen, this is money that should never be left on the table.
More money, and hopefully we are eliminating those problems.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
and
you,
breaking
Jessica.
Down the barriers.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:24 on your time. It is a high of 54. Currently, it is 43. Foggy skies at the T-Mobile Center. JoJo Simmons says a 9-year-old doesn't need makeup or nails and reveals he is teaching his daughter something different.
She's complaining in the house. She can do it on the FaceTime with her cousins and her friends. She can't wear it outside of the house. Only thing you can wear outside of the house is lip gloss. I'm trying to teach in my house that beauty doesn't come with the makeup. Yes, your mother uses it. Yes, your aunt uses it. Yes, everybody in your family uses it. But you can make that decision when you're old enough.
Where's the harm in that? I'm sure somebody's going to have something to say about, he's trying to restrict her. Bro, she's nine.
You what does she need? I just want to be sure
because I be seeing people online making comments about.
I mean, yeah, there might be somebody out there that doesn't feel that, but I don't think
nine.
It's.
Nine. How can you argue against that? You want a 9-year-old wearing makeup?
Well.
Y'all want a 9-year-old wearing makeup, dog? Come
I
on.
Agree with what JoJo Simmons said. And
I
if
do
you
too.
Recall Rev Run, I remember their show back when they was little kids. So it's really crazy. You know, he's the son of legendary rapper Rev Run of Run DMC. So
now
really
I can
crazy,
understand
crazy to see them grow now.
I can understand it if you're playing makeup with mama and y'all doing y'all thing in the house and y'all, you know.
Well, maybe, yeah, he said it's fine out in the
taking
house.
Taking pictures or whatever.
Exactly. But yeah. He was just saying wearing it out like you feel the need. You don't want to start your kid too young and too early feeling like they need to do those things. Leave it in the house for their playtime. I think it's nothing wrong with that. In other news, what might be wrong, according to TMZ, Cardi B has submitted a request for Tasha K, who's a known blogger, to show up in court for a deep dive into her finances. She wants to see tax returns and hard documents detailing what Tasha is raking in from YouTube and other social media platforms. As previously reported, Cardi B won a $3.9 million settlement.
Oh, she ain't got paid yet.
When she went after Tasha for defamation. However, Tasha filed for bankruptcy, which rerouted things. So, of course, that probably transitioned a lot of different things. And Tasha K is still reporting news on Cardi B. And I'm sure Cardi's like, you owe me $3.9 million.
And you still got my name in your mouth?
Pay me too. Pay me too.
Please. You better show up with a check.
Yeah. And last quick headline. Taking a page out of Wesley Snipes' book, rapper Quavo hit with a $3 million lien for unpaid taxes by the IRS. So I'm sure he's on a group text with Wesley and Lauren... I was going to say Lauren London on accident.
Ken Do Isaacs.
Lauren Hill. Yeah, maybe that too.
Girl,
keep on the taxes.
What's
going pay
on?
Your taxes, please.
Pay Sweetie. He need to get that Xbox back.
Yeah, that elevator scene was crazy.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Pisces season. Happy birthday to those artistic, spiritual, and selfless Pisces.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending a happy heavenly birthday to the daughter of Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston. Happy heavenly birthday to Bobby Christina.
Happy birthday to the troll on the court himself, who started so many fights on the court. Happy birthday to Draymond Green. Send it a happy birthday to actress, model, and reality star Monique Slaughter. Happy birthday to movie actor, you might remember him for Waiting to Excel. From my hometown, happy birthday to my Kelty Williamson. And last but not least, sending over a major happy birthday to one of my favorites, R&B singer, songwriter, and television personality, and new Real Housewives of Atlanta star. Happy birthday to K. Michelle.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins at KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Tansy Martin, Terry L. Walker, and Vernon Reed. Sending birthday love to Shay Lyric, Sabrina Shantae Dillard, and Lionel Seaton. Plus sending birthday love to Damian Brown, Gabriella Hart, and everybody else born on March 4th. Happy birthday, Pisces. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Hey, what's up? This is Ronald.
What's going on, Ronald? You ready to get qualified for a hookup real quick?
You know I am.
All right, finish these lyrics.
And vice versa. That's why I be the first to see Jacob and frost your wrist up. Now you're old, man. I know you're tired of being lonely. So baby girl, put it on,
what
man.
What would I be without you? Who would I be without you? What you saying is true. What you saying is true. I know you're tired of being lonely. Hey, I need someone to hold me. I will.
The duet yourself.
Ah, you know I got to.
Look, I know you hell in the karaoke room.
Oh, yeah, a mess. Okay.
All right, cousin, you are now qualified for a chance to win those tickets for you and three of your friends to the R&B Southern Soul Fest that is happening this weekend. If you get those tickets, who are you taking with you?
I'm trying to take my sister.
What flavor air freshener you got in that car?
I don't do car air freshers.
He said he don't need it.
Smell like house?
Yeah,
smell like car?
That's not like brand new car.
Yeah, I know that's right.
You know
fresh off the lot.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying, girl? Like literally last week.
Yeah. I know that's right. Big bank.
All right, fam. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning shows get you hooked up, man.
A hustle and shine in the morning.
I do it, girl. I was giving it to him, okay?
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Today is National Sons Day. Sons play an important role in our society. They fill our world with hype, curiosity, a little trouble every once in a while, and love. Sons warm the hearts of their mother, and the tough love from their fathers make their sons men. But whether biological parents are around or not, an obedient son, although may feel abandoned, is never forgotten. So to every son who hears my voice, may you feel the love and warmth of your community. May you embrace the smile that shines your way. May you remember that your world depends on you to thrive and survive. So son, I celebrate you. You may not be perfect, but you are perfect for us. We encourage you to be strong, courageous, and healthy. We encourage you to face your fears and live life responsibly. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya. Hustle and shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams.